preventive care is simply the steps taken to prevent disease rather than reacting to when you feel poorly. Similar to getting your oil changed on your car. You're going to want to do it every 3,000 to 4,000 miles rather than wait to have something go wrong. So it's similar to that. It's just getting into the doctor once a year, making sure things are good.
Yeah, and I think that Kyra's home a point too, that you don't need to see your doctor always when you're sick. This is a good idea to go when you're not, to just see how things are.
Right. The best time to see your doctor is before you get sick. That simple one-on-one discussion, how things are going. You know, you can review family histories, your age. A lot of times getting certain tests done based on family history and age is the most important thing to do.
What are some of the things that can be done under the header of preventive care?
The first thing that comes to mind is a colonoscopy. I think that's it's a good way to kind of explain how this works. So most men, women too, but at 50 years old normally is when it's recommended to get your colonoscopy done, especially with family history. And you look at it as, you know, with disease prevention, getting that colonoscopy done early, you can see the warning signs before anything manifests in your body and becomes a bigger health risk.
It's funny you mentioned that, because actually I'll be off the show next week because I'm having one done. I've scheduled one at 51 years of age, just turned 51 last month. I said, well, it's time to start getting those things that are done for, you know, men 50 and older. We hear about that, but there's other things too, like just keep a level of blood pressures and cholesterols and all of that, right?
Absolutely. If you see your doctor on a yearly basis, you're going to, you know, they'll make sure that you're up to date on your immunizations. You'll have a good idea of what your blood pressure is trending at, so they can catch if it is starting to get a little higher or even a little bit lower. They'll have that trending data to kind of know what steps need to be taken. You can get your cholesterol checked. Another big one is pregnancy checks for any pregnant women out there. It's very important to make sure that you get in on the schedule that the OBGYN will set for you, and get in to make sure that the baby's growing healthy, and make sure that you're healthy, to make sure the delivery will be as good as possible.
Okay, here's something that I encountered as I was going through this process this time around at 51 years of age, is I ran into kind of this discussion with my doctor about, for example, the colonoscopy. It's a good idea and recommended scheduling, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, all of that. However, there's a difference between doing that and then getting something done when you may show some symptoms of something being wrong. What's the difference there?
So with that, we're looking at the difference between preventive care and diagnostic care. So preventive care is getting something done, getting a screening done because of your age or family history, where diagnostic is going to be done when you're showing signs or symptoms of a certain disease or you know, whatever it might be.
In the studio with us this morning talking about preventive care is UPHP clinical coordinator Chris Rhodes. Chris, one of the things that's important for people to know when they go to have things done is knowing what their benefits are, their insurance benefits are. Tell me a little bit about that. Why is that important, and how can UPHP play a role in that?
Well, first off, UPHP, we have a wonderful customer service department. All the employees at UPHP are dedicated to helping the members of the Upper Peninsula to stay as healthy as they can. It is important for people to understand what their benefits are, what's covered, and what might not be covered. For anybody who doesn't have UPHP, they can take a look at the back of their insurance card. There should be a customer service 800 number there. Another advocate can be your doctor's office. A lot of times they have a better understanding of the different insurances, what one insurance might cover versus another one might not cover. There's a lot of times there's ways around getting a test done or getting a test covered. And your provider and the staff at the provider office can be a real good advocate for you on trying to manage that.
So the key is to ask.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bring it up. It's a concern for everybody. And I think oftentimes as patients, we think, if it's a concern for me, the doctor probably understands it. But if you don't verbalize it to them, there's no way for them to know. And they are willing to help. Our providers in the UP are great. The staff that works with all these providers, they're willing to help. They want to help. They want to make sure that you're healthy. So you just ask them, and a lot of times they can manage that maze for you or help you along in it.
of course, it is a new year, and this is where a lot of people start saying, well, it's time to make some changes, resolutions or whatnot, you know, whatever it is. But yep. I guess what's some good advice here for the new year?
Well, I would say if you don't remember the last time you saw your doctor, give them a call. See if you're due for an annual physical and get in there. If you have any goals, weight loss goals, exercise goals, quitting smoking, bring that up in a discussion with your doctor. They can help you find the safest way to go about losing weight or how to start an exercise program, even if it's just a little bit at first. They can kind of help you navigate those things. I know with it being the new year, everybody's ready. Everybody's got a little more energy for 2019. So get out there and make that call and get into your doctor's office.
That's Chris Rhodes. He's clinical coordinator with UPHP. That's Upper Peninsula Health Plan. We appreciate you popping in to give us this very good information here about preventive care. Thanks.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.